Elizabeth Esty is our Congresswoman, Democrat, and from Connecticut's 5th District, in office since 2013. Elizabeth, if I may call you that, you've always been very receptive to easy conversation. My first question is Obamacare. It looked like for a long time they kept doing propaganda 101, Obamacare, 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 how terrible that is. Now it appears that that bill, for a lot of reasons, is in deep trouble. What do you make of it?
Well, you know, I want to make very clear, I oppose Trump Care, Ryan Care, and it's quite noteworthy to me that Trump is calling it Ryan Care and Ryan is calling it Trump Care. And that tells you something about that nobody seems to want their name on this bill. But as the time that you and I are speaking, you know, they're busy trying to wrangle votes and see if they can get it passed. I don't think they've got the votes yet. And I strongly oppose it for a simple reason. Under this bill, Americans are going to pay more and get less. That the bottom line is, you're going to pay more, get less, and a whole lot of people are going to lose coverage. And the Congressional Budget Office, which is nonpartisan and in fact headed currently by somebody who Republicans had supported, has estimated 14 million immediately and over time 24 million. A lot of those are people on employer plans right now. It's not just off the exchanges. It's an assessment of what's going to happen to people. One of the groups that will be get hit really hard is folks between 55 and 64 who can now be charged under this proposal five times what the least expensive plans are. So there's going to be an age penalty. That was one of the big things that that the Affordable Care Act did, was to keep that ratio not more than three times more. So it's going to hit people as they're before they get on Medicare, where they're guaranteed coverage. They may have to pay a lot more. A lot of the estimates are talking $6,000, $7,000, $8,000, $9,000, $10,000 more for that person under the proposal the Republicans have put on the table and under for what those folks are paying right now. That's real money.
Do you think people, when they find out that they're not covered anymore or that it's going to cost them a lot more, will change their mind about Obamacare? I mean, I've seen some polling which says it's much more popular now.
We are absolutely seeing that a lot of people who may not have been enthusiastic when it was first put on the table and passed, now that they've gotten used to it. And let's be clear, this was passed 7 years ago. So it's got... it's got kinks that need to be worked out. That's true for any big program. But let's also be clear, there are a lot of folks who didn't have coverage before because they couldn't afford it or were excluded for a variety of reasons, who now are facing the prospect that they may completely lose coverage and won't be able to afford a replacement. And that's, for example, the pre-existing condition, which Trump pledged he would make sure that was going to be included. So did the Republicans said, you know, we're going to make sure pre-existing conditions are covered. But the reality is this, and I'll take the example of a woman in my district who has cystic fibrosis. Her name is Amy. She said I could use her name. She said for her, it is life-changing to have insurance. And if this passes, she knows that those policies will be priced in a way she won't be able to afford to buy them. And for her, that literally could be a life and death matter. And I'm hearing that from more and more people. And again, a lot of people who weren't necessarily there, you know, at the barricades demanding this in the first place or supporting it in the first place. But now that they've gotten used to it, now that they're seeing the difference, they really want to keep it and fix it. If there's stuff to fix, let's fix it. But don't get rid of it. And what they're talking about doing on Medicaid, block granting that, that's going to hit not just the Medicaid expansion, that's going to hit our nursing homes. That's how everybody deals with paying for long-term care.
You mentioned before, Elizabeth Esty, that Speaker Ryan and his deputies were wrangling votes. Mm-hmm. Is there anything about that wrangling those votes that seems inappropriate to you, the way they're doing it?
I mean, you wrangle votes. That's what everybody does. But they're having a lot of trouble with it, put it that way. They're having a lot of trouble with the wrangling. And so, again, it this exact moment today. I don't know whether it's going to pass or not, but I think there's considerable question about whatever can get passed in the House. Can that actually pass the Senate? And in these negotiations, the things that are going to allow it to pass the House, it's move getting more conservative, cutting off more people, imposing a work requirement, block granting Medicaid, cutting off the expansion sooner. All of those efforts are going to make it harder to get votes in the Senate. It's going to make it harder to get votes in the Senate. So I'm not sure that you're going to get the overlap between what can pass the House and what can pass the Senate. But I'm going to stand up strongly against what I think is a devastating blow to rural hospitals, a devastating blow to people who are for the first time getting regular care. It's really helped on preventive care. It's helped a lot of women who haven't gotten care for preventive issues, which are now covered under the Affordable Care Act. And it's disruptive. It's going to cost jobs. Center for American Progress estimates 2 million jobs at risk and tens of millions of Americans losing access to affordable care. It's wrongheaded, and it's trying to honor a political promise at the expense of the lives and the health of American people. It's wrong, and I'm going to make a lot of noise about that.
Elizabeth Esty, I was watching the Judge Gorsuch hearings, and they kept scrolling on the bottom, basically a fan of the Second Amendment, supports the Second Amendment. And I know how you feel with everything that has happened, the poor little children in your district, and terrible, terrible slaughter. Does it make your stomach queasy when you see that?
Can we pick back up with this? Because I got a whole lot to say on that, because there's things going on, and I know your listenership is really engaged on this issue. I want a chance to explain three bills that have moved or about to move on this exact issue that people should know about.
Well, Elizabeth Esty, we love having you on the show. When you can come back, come back.
I will be back as soon as I finish this vote. Thanks so much.
Thank you, dear.